Chapter 2. You Must Be Layla. Layla! Baba shouted again. Layla picked up her school bag and ran downstairs. She jumped into the back seat of the car next to Sammy and Yusuf.
We nearly left you at home, Ozzy laughed from the front seat.
Her big brother was in year 11, but sometimes he acted like a little child. Baba drove to MMGS, where he stopped the car.
Good luck today, Layla, Baba called from the driver's seat. Show them that you're clever and be a good girl.
She waved at him and then passed through the school gates. As Layla went past groups of students, they stopped talking, and their eyes followed her as she walked towards the school. It took Layla a long time to find her classroom, 8A. She arrived late, and everybody looked at her when she entered.
Come in, said the teacher. You must be Layla.
The teacher's face looked old. She wore glasses, and her mouth was a bright pink colour. Her hair was white.
Yes, I'm Layla, she said loudly.
A couple of people laughed. Sorry for shouting, miss, but I have to shout at my grandmother when we speak on the phone because she doesn't hear very well. When I look at you, I think of my grandmother. The class started to laugh, but the teacher looked angry and Layla stopped speaking. This is terrible, thought Layla. She started again. I mean that you're beautiful for an old woman. Old woman, thought Layla. Oh no, this is worse.
Layla, I don't know where you've come from, but we do not act like that at this school.
The teacher's mouth was like two thin pink lines under a flat nose. What did she mean? Layla thought, then asked, Where I've come from? Do you mean, like, from my mother? The class laughed louder. Layla smiled a little uncomfortably. The teacher was angry now, but the other students thought that Layla was funny. Okay, I'm going to sit. Layla looked around the class for a seat. There was only one chair. It was at the back, in the corner between two boys.
I'm Ethan, said the boy with green-brown eyes and red hair.
Layla's heart jumped when she saw him. Who is this cute boy? She thought.
And I'm Seb, said the other boy.
You were funny, Ethan said.
Yes, you were, agreed Seb.
The boys reached for a high five, and Layla hit both of their hands at the same time.
Layla! The teacher shouted. Keep your eyes to the front. If you keep acting this way, I'll call your parents.
Layla was surprised by this threat, but she decided to make one more joke.
Miss, is it because I'm black?
This joke always made the students laugh at ISB, but Ms. Taylor looked very, very angry.
Out! Get out now!
Layla sat on the bench outside the classroom. She could not believe what was happening. What will my parents do when they hear about this? She thought. Will I lose my scholarship? When the morning lessons ended, Ethan and Seb came out of the classroom. They took her to the hill behind the classroom to meet their friends for lunch.
Boys, meet Layla. She was so funny in class today. Seb said. Layla, meet Baz, Scotty, Gordon, and Tony.
Layla knew that the first introduction to the group was important. She needed to make a joke.
I heard you were the cool boys, but I think that was wrong, she said.
At first, the boys looked very surprised, and nobody spoke for a moment.
Then someone shouted,
Nice joke, Layla.
Suddenly, they all laughed, and Layla immediately felt part of the group. At ISB, all her friends were girls, and all the boys were like her brothers. These boys at MMGS seemed more interesting. She wanted to know what it felt like to be in the cool group. After the break, as they were all walking back to 8A, a tall boy with very blue eyes and very blonde hair shouted,
"You're like one of those bad Arab people that we see on the news, aren't you? Those people who blow things up."
"That's Peter Cox," Ethan said, very quietly.
"Yes, I'm a bad Arab."
Layla did not want to fight, but she knew that it was important to show him that she was not afraid.
"Don't make me angry, Peter," she said, stepping towards him. "Or..."
He looked a little afraid.
"I'm going to blow..." She took another step. "You..." Another step. "Up."
Now their noses were almost touching.
Boom!
Peter jumped into the air with a little scream. Layla smiled. "Maybe Peter will leave me alone now," she thought. That afternoon, Layla went to her first tech lesson. She could not believe her eyes when she walked into the tech room. She was excited and she nearly screamed. It was full of all the things that she needed to build her designs. "Will they allow us to use all these machines to make things?" she thought.
"Welcome to your new home," said Mr. Gilvary, the tech teacher. He had a huge belly, a big moustache, and a big red beard. He smiled when he saw how excited Layla was.
"You can use this room whenever you want, if you tell me before."
It was the end of Layla's first day, and she felt happy. MMGS is not so bad, she thought, as she walked to the school gate. Suddenly, she heard a voice say,
"Get out of our school. Get out of our country. We don't want you here. Dirty Arab."
She turned round to see a tall, blonde boy. Peter Cox was standing behind him. They looked the same. This was Peter's older brother, Jack. It was important to show them that she was not afraid. She started to laugh loudly, and everybody could hear.
"You're stupid," she said. "I'm not even really Arab. I'm from Sudan, so I'm African."
A crowd of children were now around Layla and the two boys.
"Shut up," Jack said, looking around. "You want me to be quiet?" Layla shouted. "You're the person who is being horrible to me."
Peter started to push her as he spoke.
"Why?" Push. "Don't." Push. "You." Push. "Just." Push. "Leave."
Then he pushed her hard and she fell onto the ground. Layla was shocked and, for a moment, she could not move or think. Lots of students were using their phones to video them.
"You're not Australian. Why don't you go back to where you came from?"
Peter finished. Layla jumped to her feet when she heard that.
"I am Australian," she shouted.
Then she walked up to Peter, closed her eyes, and headbutted him. Peter dropped to the ground in front of her. When she looked, Jack was nowhere. But moments later, he came back with Mr. Cox.
"That's her," Jack pointed at Layla. "She started the fight with Peter."